Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The gaming landscape is transforming rapidly, marked by exciting new game launches, evolving leadership, and innovative community engagement strategies. This episode will explore major trends, standout sales events, development news, hardware launches, and the initiatives making headlines across the industry. Let's kick things off with a look at recent game sales and promotional events that sparked excitement and opened doors for new and seasoned players alike. The Steam 4X Fest electrified the digital shelves by slashing prices on strategic favorites, driving accessibility like never before for avid strategists and newcomers. Headlining the event, Sid Meier's Civilization VII went on sale at 30% off, coming down to $49, while Civilization VI saw jaw-dropping reductions to just $6. Europa Universalis IV was perhaps the biggest steal, boasting a 90% discount at only Falos, with Stellaris dropping to $10 and Victoria 3 available for $15. These kinds of sales aren't just smart business. They invite more diverse player demographics into game worlds previously out of reach. Moving on, let's talk about Remedy Entertainment, a studio that's carved a unique niche in narrative-rich and experimental game design. The company's latest title, FBC Firebreak, launched to strong numbers, attracting over 1 million players in its debut phase. Yet they've run into turbulence with the PC audience. Onboarding issues have hampered player enjoyment. But a significant update coming in late September promises to address these concerns, smoothing out the onboarding experience and fixing bugs. Meanwhile, Remedy is reinforcing ties with Rockstar for ambitious remakes of the Max Payne classics, while their standout title Control has surpassed 5 million copies sold. Remedy's resilience and readiness to adapt are increasingly positioning it as a touchstone amidst an intensifying marketplace. Let's turn to community engagement and growth, starting with Capcom's Monster Hunter franchise, a masterclass in attentive development. Most recently, Monster Hunter Rise logged an additional 400,000 units sold, thanks to Capcom's active listening and fixes for technical issues raised by the Steam community. This case underscores the value of prompt communication and direct community interaction, resulting in better player satisfaction and trust. But it's not just studios making headlines. Leadership changes across major companies can shape development priorities and long-term strategies. Recently, Blizzard Entertainment saw the departure of Rod Ferguson, a notable figure whose exit is prompting questions about Blizzard's future strategy. Leadership transitions like these often herald major shifts in developmental focus and can be a bellwether for innovation, either for better or for worse. On the hardware side, Asus is raising the bar with the release of its ROG 15 Performance Mini PC, engineered especially for the high-performance gaming crowd. Equipped with a powerful NVIDIA GeForce RTX 5070 GPU and an Intel Core Ultra 9 275-8X CPU, this machine enters the market around $2,200 or about $2,574. It showcases a tangible leap in portable computing power, helping redefine what's possible for desktop and living room gaming alike. But hardware isn't the only arena of innovation. The pulse of the gaming industry often beats strongest through community initiatives that transcend the virtual world. GameStop's Staplegate recently raised a whopping $250,000 for the Children's Miracle Network hospitals, a testament to the positive impact of passionate gaming communities. Merchandise campaigns linked to games like Sea of Stars further foster a sense of belonging and investment when fans can support causes while celebrating beloved titles. Let's shift our focus to the slate of upcoming releases and events building anticipation across the global gaming sphere. Upcoming highlights include Above Snakes, Hot Wheels, Let's Race, Ultimate Speed, and Double Dragon Gaiden, Rise of the Dragons, each bringing their own unique flavor to the table. Meanwhile, the industry is gearing up for a massive Gamescom 25, poised to feature over 1,500 exhibitors and a major spotlight on rising indie developers. If you're a fan of fresh, boundary-pushing gameplay, or keen on seeing what small studios dream up, Gamescom's next chapter will be one to watch. On the competitive front, Electronic Arts' open beta for Battlefield 6 pulled in 520,000 eager participants, showing the brand's potent draw and dedication to player feedback. New genres, too, are gaining steam, with twin-stick shooters like Rising Heat picking up momentum and promising new experiences for action aficionados. Raven's Watch adds a creative twist to the roguelite formula, enabling players to select characters from folklore, team up for cooperative runs, and enjoy dynamically structured gameplay. In the spirit of constant change, Monster Hunter Wilds is slated for significant updates, while ongoing discussions about Magic, the Gathering's universes beyond, show just how lively, even contentious, the community remains. Collaborations between technical titans AMD and NVIDIA are also catalyzing hardware progress, expanding possibilities for developers and players alike. Meanwhile, at BioWare, respected developer Mark Dara is encouraging the Mass Effect team to draw upon lessons from past projects. Just as emerging technology like OpenAI's GPT-5 stirs up vital discussion about AI transparency in games, such conversations will only grow more urgent as artificial intelligence increasingly shapes narrative, gameplay, and player agency in modern games. Not to be outdone, exciting collaborations are expanding what's possible on the multiplayer front. For instance, Helldivers' upcoming sequel is breaking boundaries by including Xbox Series X/S gamers, ringing in crossplay and potential tie-ins with Halo 3, ODST. This move signals a new age of accessibility and interconnected gaming experiences. Looking toward the horizon, fans are buzzing with anticipation for titles like Resident Evil Requiem, which will have major reveals at the approaching Gamescom event. However, it's not all smooth sailing. Monster Hunter Wilds faces calls for improved gameplay balance, while FBC Firebreak continues to face close scrutiny. Switching lanes to sim racing, Fanatec's new GT DD Pro bundle steps in as a leading kit priced at $699, aimed at the growing field of competitive racing enthusiasts. However, increased competition is putting pressure on Fanatec's market standing, prompting them to raise the bar with performance, support, and price. Community and nostalgia are equally powerful forces. Roger Craig Smith, best known as the voice behind Sonic and Ezio, is celebrating his 50th birthday, with Dying Light fans showcasing their appreciation for his iconic roles. These moments of celebration highlight just how deeply gaming culture is woven into the personal milestones and collective memories of its community. Discussions around censorship and moderation also continue to make waves, challenging industry leaders to balance open expression with evolving socio-political realities while keeping players engaged. Recent downloadable content for Castle Crashers, for example, is spicing up the classic beat-em-up with new customization options, weapons, and opportunities for creativity. It's a reminder that long-lived titles can thrive by fostering collaboration and a sense of ownership among players. Sports simulation games are evolving too, with leaks about NHL 26, suggesting that new BA Pro modes and upgraded HUT features will push realism even further. EA's renewed focus on narrative-driven career paths and expanded customization tools aims to deliver a more authentic, immersive hockey experience, reflecting real-world intensity and nuance. The new Threads 2.0 program in baseball gaming is also catching attention, deepening the link between the sport's history and modern gameplay. Initiatives like these show studios are embracing tradition as well as innovation, drawing new fans in and delighting longtime supporters seeking authenticity. Of course, every year brings new surprises and setbacks, like EVE Frontier's Cycle 2 launch being delayed due to back-end complications. Even so, community feedback has been overwhelmingly positive, giving developers reason for optimism as they iron out technical details. Among innovative launches, Heal to Death is making waves as an imaginative roguelite that places you in the shoes of an MMORPG healer struggling to manage both the party's fate and their own personal limitations. This game offers a fresh perspective, inviting players to step into the often overlooked role of support while navigating unique gameplay challenges. In the world of modding, NVIDIA's RTX Remix contest is unleashing the community's creative spirit, offering a $50,000 prize pool for the best mods of classic games built with RTX enhancements. Initiatives like this highlight just how creative and dedicated the global modding scene truly is, pushing the boundaries of what's possible even with older titles. Diving into the World of Warcraft universe, the latest patch introduces Zelatath, a character whose complex and mysterious dynamics are poised to deepen the narrative experience for millions of players. Blizzard's commitment to storytelling ensures that returning and new players alike remain engaged and invested in ever-evolving adventures. Promotional sales are everywhere this season, with NIS America launching discounts for top titles on the Nintendo Switch eShop. Fans of narrative-rich tabletop experiences can look forward to the launch of the Welcome to Night Vale RPG scheduled for September, promising eerie, unforgettable adventures. As the curtain falls on another whirlwind week in gaming, what stands out most is how every facet of the industry, technology, community, artistry, and business, works together to shape a dynamic ecosystem. There's immense potential for innovative partnerships and even richer player experiences as the market adapts and grows. Whether you're following hardware trends, diving into community initiatives, or eyeing new releases, there's something here for everyone. That's all for today's episode of VG Buzz. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.